Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Tata Sons and the Shapoorji Pallonji Group are in early talks over a possible sale of the SP Group's 18.37% stake in the Tata Group holding company. As Deboshi Chaki reports, two options are on the table: a buyback by Tata Sons, which would trigger a hefty 36% capital gains tax for SP Group, or bringing in external buyers, which has proven difficult without a clear exit pathway. India's retail inflation eased to an eight-year low of 1.55% in July, slowing from 2.1% in June. This is the sixth consecutive month of sub-4% inflation. Food prices played a significant role in this decline, led by lower prices of pulses, vegetables and cereals, reports Ishan Gera. Moving from deal-making to portfolio building, Jio BlackRock's chief executive Sid Swaminathan believes index investing in India is just getting started. In a conversation with N. Mahalakshmi and Bodhisattva Ganguly, Swaminathan said that Jio BlackRock will offer both active and passive products to investors, leveraging BlackRock's Aladdin platform that manages trillions of dollars globally. The market regulator, meanwhile, is sharpening its arsenal. SEBI is looking for tools that will analyze data from seized electronic devices quickly and prepare actionable intelligence for investigations, enabling the regulator to complete probes faster, reports Brijesh Kumar. The regulator is looking for digital forensic tools that can pull in data from mobiles, laptops, iPads, and cloud sources, analyze it, create dashboards, and allow for collaborative workflows. Meanwhile, a SEBI proposal to widen the price band for block deals is aimed at letting large buyers and sellers strike negotiated trades without worrying about price leaks or gate crashes, writes N. Mahalakshmi. The current plus or minus 1% limit was introduced to protect retail investors, but institutional players say it hampers their ability to transact. Ishan Gera reports that President Trump's tariffs could hit North and Central India hardest, with 5% of the region's exports in categories where the US buys more than half of India's shipments. Andhra Pradesh is the most vulnerable state, with 2.9% of its exports in categories where the US buys more than half of the produce, particularly shrimps. A consortium led by Pixelspace India will develop and operate India's first commercial Earth observation, EO, satellite constellation under a public-private partnership model, IHIC Sur reports. The constellation will consist of 12 EO satellites equipped with sensors, providing data for agriculture, disaster management and national security. India's cosmetics industry is set for a tougher beauty test. The drugs regulator can now name and shame brands that fail quality tests as new rules take effect. The move comes after several products were found to contain mercury and microbial contamination, reports Vishwanath Pillai. And finally, the upcoming long Independence Day weekend is expected to see a surge in travel demand, with airlines anticipating a rise in domestic traffic and travel aggregators reporting an increase in bookings to destinations such as Goa, Udaipur and Uti, report Mariam Faruqi and Yarukullah Khan. Flight bookings jumped by 29% during Raksha Bandhan. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.